Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's such a joy for me to come to this studio every day and be able to talk to you all these years. You have been my friends, my loved ones. You are more loved than my blood relatives, and I'm so grateful for that. I truly am, because my blood relatives are just scattered all over, but you're right here. And no, some of you are in Alabama, hello, and some of you are in Nebraska, some of you are in Wyoming, some of you are in Kansas, some of you are on the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, and some of you are in New Mexico. You're listening. We used to be on three stations, two in California, and I'm grateful that I'm still here in Colorado over the air talking about our God, talking about God. He's my favorite subject. He is my truly favorite subject. And later today and tomorrow, I'll be starting on the April Express to get it to you. And it's just such a joy to be able to do that every month, get a newsletter to you so that you can read it and begin to memorize scriptures. Oh, because I know that all things work together for good to those of you who love God and who have been called according to His purpose. Even when we make mistakes, my friend, even when we make wrong decisions, God is there for you. He is there for you. I hope that I'm getting that message across to you every day as I'm here. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. That's from Acts 17, verse 28. In Him you live and move and have your being. And you can always go to freedomstreet.org. That's my website. And click on radio show if you want to listen to a previous radio show. Or you can go to newsletter, or even download the Word Power for Every Hour Bible Guide. It's there for you. Also, you can hit that little donate button on the homepage, and boom, you can give to Call to Freedom. Isn't that great? What convenience. I have so much on my table here today that I don't think I'm going to have music today, but some of you sent emails and stories that I am so interested in, and I know those of you who are listening are interested in too. And I thank you, Father God, that our listeners' ears are open, our eyes are open to what you have to tell us today. I praise you and thank you for protection and safety in this violent world that we live in. And even with the shooting yesterday of two teachers at East High School, Father God, we just pray for the families of those two that were shot. I pray, Father God, that your peace will come upon those who know you, in Jesus' name. Well, I got an email from Patty and Mike about a botched abortion here in Denver, Colorado at Planned Parenthood, and I'm going to read this article. Oh, it's, it's, sometimes we just have to talk serious here. Just last December, in 2022, at 11:28 a.m., a nurse called 911 to report that a 35-year-old woman required emergency transport after a botched abortion at Planned Parenthood Park Hill Health Center. This facility, located at 7155 East 38th Avenue in Denver, Colorado, has a history of botched abortions, according to Operation Rescue. That's the name of the pro-life organization. According to Operation Rescue's most recent annual survey, the facility performs abortions up to 22 weeks due to improvements in neonatal and obstetric care over the last decade. Babies born at this age often survive, but they're still doing abortions at this time. How, I wonder how many of these terrible results happen and we never hear about them. Do you wonder about that? Oh, I do. Though the 911 recording was unavailable, the dispatch recording refers only to abdominal pain. The redacted incident detail report indicates the woman was experiencing heart problems and abnormal vitals, including a thready, scarcely perceptible pulse. It also references an AICD, an automatic implantable cardioverter defibrillator, a device generally implanted into heart failure patients. It detects arrhythmias and connects to the heart with thin wires that deliver an electric shock to restore a normal heart rate. According to boots on the ground sidewalk advocates who were present, two emergency vehicles arrived on site at about 11:40 that morning, Denver paramedics and Denver Fire Department. The emergency was coded urgent on the incident detail report. This Planned Parenthood abortion facility was previously known as Stapleton Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. It has been sued for child rape and investigated by the Department of Justice for illegally profiting from the sale, the sale of aborted baby organs. They're coming right from Denver, Colorado, folks. It is certainly understandable that this Planned Parenthood would try to hide its ominous past by changing its name, said Operation Rescue President Troy Newman. I served as a board member for the Center for Medical Progress, and we successfully captured abortionist Savita Jinde, who is affiliated with this facility, in an undercover video identifying dismembered aborted baby organs for sale. The widely publicized video expose was released in 2015. Though Planned Parenthood is making every effort to sweep the truth under the rug, Newman is still fighting and is taking the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. God bless these guys who are out there on the front lines. We need to pray for them so much more than we do. This heartless baby killing center is a repulsive bloodstain on the stunningly beautiful state of Colorado. Yes, day after day, babies are being mercilessly murdered and their mothers are being put in grave danger, said Newman. I hope this woman survived these life-threatening injuries inflicted upon her, and I hope she seeks and receives God's forgiveness for her actions. I also look forward to seeing those who profit, injure, and kill within the walls of these Planned Parenthood facilities fully exposed and held accountable. Oh, thank you, Mike and Patty, for sending this email. And I pray that you'll, I hope that you will pray for, let's see, what's his, Troy Newman. He is right on the front lines. Pray for Troy Newman. And we must continue to pray that God will reveal what is planned and hidden in the darkness and bring it out into the light. Our scripture last week in John 1 verse 5 tells us that light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot extinguish it. Try as hard as they want to. The light is going to shine through all this. Praise God. Praise God for his wonderful mercy and his love. And anyone can be forgiven for this. I pray that so many people that are protesting at these Planned Parenthoods would be able to witness and testify to these people about Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. In emailing a very well-informed lady about politics in Denver, Mary Berg. Thank you so much, Mary, for sending this other email. I've gotten so many emails recently. I come to the conclusion, and I'm talking about the voting here on April the 4th. I've been going back and forth, vacillating about who to vote for mayor. And so I've come to the conclusion with several of my friends, and then lo and behold, Mary sent this email, and it kind of confirms with me. I come to the conclusion that Andy Ruggio is the best of the worst for conservatives to vote for. I know it sounds so ridiculous, but he's the best of the all those candidates for mayor. Andy Ruggio, R-O-U-G-E-O-T, Ruggio, a former United States Army officer and a small business owner. That kind of caught my eye a month ago when he was talking about running for mayor. Says he's fighting for Denver's future. Rougeau first moved to Colorado in 2011 when assigned to Fort Carson, and after deployment to Afghanistan, he returned to live in Denver. He has a beautiful little family. You can Google Andy Rougeau, R-O-U-G-E-O-T, and you will see his family picture there. According to city data, Rougeau did not qualify for the Denver Fair Elections Fund. Do you know some of these people are getting $700,000 of your taxpayer money to run for mayor? And Andy did not get any of that. Oh, I wonder why he did not qualify. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe some of this junk going on. At the start of February, though, he had received 786,000 yes from you, from those of you who are already ahead of me. Denver needs to put armed school resource officers back into our public schools immediately, he says. They never should have been taken out in the first place. I totally agree with you, Andy. If the Denver Public School Board of Education doesn't act on returning school resource officers to schools, then I will post a police officer outside every high school campus in a position as close to the school as legally allowed. I am the only candidate in the race promising to hire 400 new police officers to keep our city and our schools safe. Oh, that is so great. Denver's kids and citizens deserve better than what the political class has delivered, and I will fight for Denver's future relentlessly as mayor. So you can go and Google Andy Rougeau, R-O-U-G-E-O-T, Rougeau, for more information about his candidacy. Sounds good. Whew. You know, there was a time in the 50s we had a governor, Governor Love, who was a conservative. He was a Republican. And then we had, who was the guy? Owens, Governor Owens. He was a great conservative. All of a sudden, our state becomes purple. Hello, how did that happen? And then here we look at it now, and we're a blue state, guys. So let's start voting for people that are going to turn this around. Our memory verse for this week has been John 14, verse 13. So good. John 14, verse 13. I hope you're memorizing it. And whatever, I'm going to put it in first person pronoun. Whatever I ask in your name, that will you do, that the Father may be glorified in you. And whatever I ask in your name, Jesus, you're going to bring it to pass for me if it is according to the Father's will. And in the Message translation, John 14, verse 13, as in the Message says, from now on, once you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus, once you have committed yourself to him, it's kind of like a marriage. You know, you can go and date and you don't belong to this guy. You don't own anything that he owns. And all of a sudden, he asks you to marry him and you say yes. And everything that's his is yours. Well, that's the same thing here. You got to be married to him. You got to see yourself as the bride. From now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it for you. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do it. Praise God. Confession for today by Rick Renner. I boldly declare that Jesus destroyed Satan's power over me. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, the devil was utterly knocked down and stomped to a pulp. I like what he says. Now my God-given mission is to reinforce that glorious victory and to demonstrate just how miserably defeated Satan really is. He is. He is like a roaring lion. But I don't remember who it was, either E.W. Kenyon or maybe even Kenneth Hagin, he had a vision that the devil was at the foot of his bed, and he said he didn't have any teeth. He was just trying to win me over with a toothless mouth, and that's exactly what he is. See the enemy of our souls as he truly is. You will be amazed that he is already defeated. The enemy, and Rick goes on to say, the enemy may try to lord himself over me, but he has no authority to exercise any control in my life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. I know I'm becoming a radical. I truly am. After all these years, after 78 years that God has protected me and kept me safe and given me victory after victory, I'm all in. I'm all in and I'm all his. This affirmation reminds me of people who try to hack our computers by emailing us tempting things that all we have to do is click on and boom, all our records are compromised. We've been hacked. There is a virus. I know. The first time I got into that with my tech, Chris, I said, Chris, I think something's happened. I had to call him because the whole computer had blown up. He said, oh, okay, let me come over there. And it was a ransom. It was they wanted $500. He said, don't you dare pay them $500. He says, I'll get all your records back and everything taken care of. He did. I don't know. I believe God was guiding my tech, but Chris got everything back, and I have not gone into those questionable emails. No, siree. Even I went to get a recipe about 3 months ago, a recipe off of the Food Network. It was a virus. So don't believe anything that looks questionable. It's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to those of you who have computers. The thing is, when you see in your inbox strange emails or emails that offer you something too good to be true, don't yield to temptation. And it's the same way in the spirit world, friends. There are things that look so good. Oh, just try it. You'll like it. That's what the serpent offered to Eve. Just tempted her enough to get her to salivate, and he got her. God has given us so many great promises of overcoming our enemy, and we need to remind ourselves often, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under our feet. Romans 16, verse 20. And then, of course, you know, Luke 10, verse 19, behold, I've given you authority. This is Jesus Christ speaking. Behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. Oh, most of you know most of Psalm 91 from the King James Version or the New American Standard Bible. But let me read you Psalm 91 from the Message translation. This is really good. Psalm 91 from the Message. You who sit down in God Almighty's presence, spend the night in El Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you are my refuge. I trust in you and I'm safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. Excuse me. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb all around, drop like flies right and left, no harm will even graze you. Oh, that sounds just like Luke 10:19. Nothing shall harm you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance, watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job, angels' jobs, read Hebrews 1 verse 14, their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path. And a lot of this talks about evil spirits. The young lions, serpents, those are evil spirits. God says, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'm going to say that again. Verse 14 of Psalm 91. God says, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. Yay! I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation. Isn't that great? The one thing that God repeats over and over again is that he won't let the devil get near you to harm you in any way, as long as you put your trust in him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. He knows the devil is trying to get you one way or another, but as you trust in God, he will never fail you in his love and his faithfulness. I've got one more little story to tell you from Samaritan's Purse. And this is a story about a woman who went through Hurricane Ian. And her name is Sandra Drake. And she, at the time that the hurricane was beginning to come into that part of Fort Myer, she packed a small bag of clothing, scooped her beloved cat into her arms, and prayed for the safety of her neighbors and her home as she drove her car to her son's house 2 hours away. The news in Fort Myers was that the hurricane was coming and everyone must evacuate. Hurricane Ian's winds and the rain devastated almost every home in Fort Myers. Sandra came back in a few days and found her home decimated. Everything that she had owned and knew was destroyed. She says, "I couldn't stop crying. I didn't know what to do." And oh boy, I've been there in my life. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't stop crying. And then, see, when we're in the Lord Jesus, he brings his promises into us, into our hearts. And then I remembered how God had warned me to leave when he did and saved my cat and me. See, those are things we think of the best. Oh, we know that all things work together for good. All things work together for good because we love God and are called according to his purpose. Hurricane Ian was a Category 4 hurricane with winds at 150 miles per hour. It dumped more than 10 inches of rain over a 3,500 square mile area, and the storm surges up to 7 feet high. And if you've been to Fort Myer, it's right there on the coast, the Gulf Coast. More than 100 Fort Myer residents had been killed. And even before the storm was passed, you know what? Samaritan's Purse was deploying staff and equipment to the affected areas. Every time there's a horrible natural disaster, they are there. They were there in Turkey. They were there in Syria. They have been everywhere there's natural disaster, even over in the Ukraine. That's why I support them, and I hope that some of you are supporting them. Just go to samaritanspurse.org. Within 48 hours, they had relief units set up in two of Florida's hardest hit areas. The Orange Shirts came to Sandra's neighborhood. And Sandra says, "They took care of everything. I kept telling them that they were my angels. I know that God sent them." You know, when you don't have anything left, when you're homeless or you're without, you've lost your job, you've lost your mate. Oh, you just don't know what's going to happen, where you're going to land. And God, and she said, "I know that they were my angels." For Sandra, feeling the love of Christ through the volunteers brought peace and encouraged her in her own faith. She says, "I have loved the Lord for a long time. It was always a kind of quiet faith. I never had the courage to tell others about God the way I should have. Now I just want to shout about God's goodness from the housetops. I've been able to tell my neighbors about the love of God, and it's opened new doors that give me boldness to tell everyone about how good Jesus is." Oh, that's what it's all about, folks. We don't have those storms in Colorado like they have in Florida, but there are always opportunities to tell people about Jesus' love for them. I want you to know that there are only two choices to make when you die. And I know some of you are young. You don't think about mortality yet. And yet there are times when you're going to be thinking about, "Woo, I'm going to be dying here in maybe year 40, in 40 years. But the closer you get to 80, you're going to be thinking of it more and more. And there's only two choices. Only two choices. And as I said yesterday, there's no purgatory. The choices are heaven, as you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and hell. And I know there are so many people that even these actors that do these horrible movies, once they die, oh, they're in heaven looking down on us. Or there's the other side, the people that say, "Well, I want to go to hell and be with all my friends." Well, it's not going to be like you thought. So I want you to know there are only two choices: heaven through Jesus Christ or hell. And I believe that it gives us a chance to pray for those who don't know Jesus and see them accept him as Savior and Lord. Oh, how sweet it is to know him. How wonderful it is to know that he's going to take care of you. And as Psalm 91 says, you that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you can say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, in Him I will trust. It's a wonderful thing to know that when we are on God's side, there's nothing that can harm us, nothing at all that can undo all that God has done in our lives, because we know that He is there for us. I want to take a little portion of Psalm 139 to talk about, some of you are kind of on the cusp of, well, I don't know about this abortion thing. And some of you have had abortions and you say, well, I'm a born again believer. That's right. You probably are. And you've probably asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. And He has. He has. But there are times when sometimes you think, oh, am I going to hell because of what I did? When you accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, He has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Here in Psalm 139, I'm sorry. I got the wrong psalm here. I've got to go to 139. It says here in the 13th verse of Psalm 139, For thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst weave me in my mother's womb. Now they call that a fetus. That is a human being with a pumping heart, with a heart that has been created by God. Thou hast woven me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, O Lord, and my soul knows it very well. My frame has not been hidden from thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. In the depths of my mother's womb, you created me. Oh, and He's created you for good, my friend. He really has. I want you to know that Jesus has you in the palm of His hand today. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you, no matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter what wrong decisions you have made also. He is there for you. And remember to look up Andy Rougeot, Rougeot, and look for him as a candidate for mayor of the city of Denver. God bless you and keep you. Darren and I will be on the air tomorrow. Oh, I just pray that you will take joy in all that you're doing today.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.